You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Glad you're with us. Be here every week, and please tell your friends about us. Well, let's go over a couple of the things happening in America these days. There's not a lot of good news, my friends. You know, the left's attack on faith, family, and freedom is really extreme. And you can tell that because they have to lie about it. And when it comes to abortion, the sanctity of life, the left lies all the time. For example, many pro-abortion politicians insist that no one likes abortion or that no one wants abortion up until the very last day before birth. Yet those same politicians can't name one abortion they would legally prevent. JDFI knows this because we look out and watch and track their votes. Federal legislation endorsed by President Biden, sadly, and virtually every member of his party in Congress would literally permit abortion on demand. Now listen to this, during all 9 months of pregnancy. The legislation also repeals every pro-life law in the country. Now that's pro-abortion. Now here's something else. A terrible group called Shout Your Abortion, in other words, brag about your abortion, is putting up billboards along Interstate 55. That highway runs through the heart of the Bible Belt to Illinois, a state where women can get abortions up to the day of birth. Some of these billboards declare that God's plan includes abortion. Let me say that again, that some of the billboards actually say God's plan includes abortion. That's an obscene lie. They better watch out for lightning bolts. God cannot be happy that he's being appropriated to justify killing little babies. Every pastor should now understand that there's an organized effort underway to hijack the Church of Jesus Christ and make it a home for all kinds of bizarre philosophies, even neo-Marxism, and certainly moral decadence. Some churches are promoting socialism. Some are being used to aid and abet the invasion at our southern border. Some churches are promoting the radical LGBTQ agenda. They actually fly the rainbow flag outside their church. Now listen to me, if your church is doing that, find another church, my friends. Now we're being told that abortion is part of God's plan. Look, this is a perfect opportunity for pastors to do a little teaching here. Go to the Bible and share some of the theology you find there. You can tell your congregation about this plan by the pro-abortion group, and then go to the Bible verses. How about Psalm 139:14? I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's in the womb that David's referring to. How about Deuteronomy 30:19? I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. And of course, no pastor can forget John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The whole gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of life. Now, I know many pastors shy away from what they call political issues. Listen to me. The sanctity of human life is not a political issue. It's a moral issue. It's a biblical issue. Well, if that wasn't bad enough, let's take a look at what happened just in the last few days in the House of Representatives of the United States Congress. The House of Representatives took a vote that demonstrated why this country is in such trouble. The Biden administration is promoting left-wing cultural and moral agendas, including abortion on demand, homosexuality, radical transgenderism, and critical race theory. And they're doing this all over the federal government. And unbelievably, it's really bad, particularly in the Pentagon right now. This is one of the reasons we are falling short in recruitment for the military. What does any of those things, abortion, transgenderism, what does any of that have to do with defending America, with winning a war? The promotion of these radical agendas hurts us all around the world. Many countries in the developing world reject this moral insanity. They don't want anything to do with us if that's what we're promoting. Well, the House of Representatives voted on a proposal to stop taxpayer money being used for gay pride events and drag queen shows in the military. I bet you didn't even know drag queen shows were happening in the military, but they have been happening. And this vote was to stop it from happening. Stop spending your money on that kind of decadence. This should have been a no-brainer, right? Why would anyone want our military to be sponsoring drag queen shows? Well, sadly, it wasn't a no-brainer. The effort to stop your tax money from being used this way failed in the House of Representatives. Now, there are some interesting things in how the two parties voted. We're not partisan at JDFI. We call out people in Congress in either party if they are undermining faith, family, and freedom. Now, in the House of Representatives, for some reason, every Democrat voted to fund gay pride events and drag queens in the military. In contrast, 92% of Republicans in the House voted to stop spending our money for these things. Unfortunately, this effort to cut off funding failed anyway, because a few Republicans, I think it was 18, broke ranks with their party and voted with the Democrats. Now, no wonder the public thinks we're headed in the wrong direction. No wonder we ask you all the time to pray for America, my friends. The only flag that should be flown on military bases or displayed on military websites is the American flag, or historic flags representing specific military units. There should be no gay pride flags, no white power flags, no black power flags, and no drag queen events on military bases. The United States military is supposed to be unified, all for one and one for all. If our military can't get that right, then our nation is in far more trouble than even we imagined. Well, let's end our time together today by talking about a new poll that's out. We monitor polls closely, not because we want to find out what we should believe. We monitor polls to figure out what everybody else is thinking so that we can help frame a message to reinforce good things and counter bad things. Well, this new poll claims that 72% of Americans fear our country is becoming a police state. And they cite as the reason they think that mass surveillance, censorship, and ideological indoctrination. You know, we all believe at JDFI in the idea that America is the land of the free, a shining city on a hill. It's shocking to see our country described as a police state by millions of Americans. But it's no mystery why so many Americans are worried. We all see what's happening. There's literally Marxist indoctrination taking place in our government schools. Legal immigrants who escape socialist nations are terrified by what they're seeing in our schools today. You know, I give speeches around the country. It used to be rare. Now it happens all the time. At the end of the speech, there's always some people who will come up. They want you to sign something, or they want to share something with you. Maybe they want you to tell them what your favorite Bible verse is. Well, I've noticed in recent years, people coming up and they will say to me, often with tears in their eyes, "My family brought me out of communism in Eastern Europe years ago. And now I see everything that was happening in my home country happening in America. Wow. The other day, I saw a migrant, a refugee from North Korea, one of the worst communist regimes in the world. She managed an unbelievable journey to get to America. She saved up money. She learned the language. She applied for and got admitted to an Ivy League school. And she was shocked by what she was hearing in the classroom. She went on a couple TV stations and said, the very things they were teaching me in communist North Korea, I was being taught by professors right here in the United States. What is happening in America? Laws that were passed after the horrible terrorist attacks on us on 9/11, laws that were meant to stop our foreign enemies, those laws are being used against U.S. citizens. The Justice Department and the FBI in recent months went after concerned parents attending school board meetings and said they might be domestic terrorists. They even set up an 800 number where you could call and report your neighbor. Then we found out just a few months ago, the FBI started spying in some traditional churches because they thought there might be extremism going on in the churches. Elements of what is called the deep state colluded with social media billionaires to censor important information from us, the American people, about COVID and where it came from, about vaccines, about Russia's role in our elections, and many, many other issues. We've all noticed the blatant two-tiered system of justice. Radical left-wing rioters get off scot-free. They burn down businesses. They pull down statues of American heroes, and nothing happens to them. Meanwhile, peaceful pro-life activists face years in jail. Right now, there are several pro-life activists who took part in a sit-in. You know, you just sit down and refuse to move. They're in jail right now after being prosecuted and found guilty in a courtroom in the District of Columbia. And they're facing the possibility of sentences up to 10 years. The justice system at every level was being weaponized against political opponents of the current president. Weaponized means the courts are being used to put political opponents in jail. This is the stuff of banana republics, not the land of the free and the home of the brave. Americans overwhelmingly tell researchers the country's headed in the wrong direction, and they don't just mean economic concerns that has us all worried. There's a growing sense that our country is fundamentally off track, that America is not America anymore. Family breakdown, growing crime, drug addiction, youth suicide, widespread homelessness are all rampant. If America is going to survive, we need to strengthen our constitutional rights. The freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, religious liberty, rights that we believe come directly from God. But even that won't be enough if we don't restore the moral core of America. And that depends on us teaching the moral core of the Bible and understand, as our founders did, that only a virtuous people can remain free. Well, that's it for this week, my friends. Wish I had some more good news. I'm going to make a special effort to look for some for next week. But in the meantime, we need to be informed citizens. We need to know what's happening so we can protect our families, our churches, our children, and all the things that make America what America is. I'm Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. See you next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.